by taking a look at this inflation outlook. Now, consumers may need to brace themselves for a steep hike in the inflation and consumer price inflation rate. And analysts say that inflation could jump up significantly as a result of the fuel and VAT increases, which kicked in last month. Naledi Ngobo compiled this report.
Analysts agree that inflation will have increased significantly when Stats SA releases the figure this week. The anticipated increase in inflation is expected to encourage the Reserve Bank to keep interest rates unchanged. Chief Economist at Nedbank, Dennis Dykes, says he's expecting inflation to come in at 4.6% in April from 3.8% recorded in March.
I think inflation is going to go up quite a bit in this particular month because we've got the VAT increase, and then of course we've also got fuel levy increases as well, and also fuel price increases coming through. So overall we think probably going up to about 4.6, maybe a little bit higher than that from the 3.8 in the previous month.
Dyke says the weak rand and a rise in the price of Brent crude oil, which hit $80 per barrel last week, will keep interest rates flat.
I think on balance the MPC will keep interest rates on hold for the moment and probably over the next few months. Inflation is now, you know, at a similar sort of level to where they're comfortable with, but there are quite a few risks. In particular, the rand, of course, has weakened quite a lot. We've also seen the oil price internationally run quite significantly. So I think that they're going to be somewhat cautious, but we'll probably keep interest rates flat for some time now.
Economist at Absa Mielani Maluleke says the 5.1 increase in petrol, coupled with the VAT increase, will push inflation up to 4.6%.
We're expecting our headline CPI inflation to have jumped quite a bit from the 3.8% that we saw in March. We're expecting 4.6% for April. And I think there's a couple of things that will be driving this. The one important one being the very steep 5.1% fuel price increase that we did see at the start of April. But another really big thing is the VAT increase.
Laura Campbell of Econometrics says she expects inflation to come in at 4.7% in April.
We're expecting that the CPI inflation rate will increase to around 4.7% in April. This is going to be due to the fact that the fuel inflation rate rose sharply in April, and that was a function of the increase in the fuel levies and the road accident fund levy, which was announced in the budget.
Campbell says the possible increase in international interest rates and the depreciation of the rand will encourage the Reserve Bank to keep local interest rates unchanged.
Looking at the expected rise in the inflation rates, it is unlikely that there will be any further interest rate cuts in the short term. The bank is also aware of the possibility that international interest rates could start rising sharply, and the depreciation of the rand in recent weeks could push inflation upwards. So we're expecting that on Thursday, the Reserve Bank will opt to keep interest rates unchanged.
After 3 days of deliberating by the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee, a decision on interest rates will be announced by the Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kganyago later this week. I'm Naledi Ngobo in Johannesburg.